Well, hello, this is Tom Antion here with KickstartCart.com. We're going to do an update for you here. If you have the old tapes that taught you how to use Kickstart Cart, you may want to listen closely to these tapes. Go through it again, update yourself, see some of the new features that are going to help you make more money. Also, there's a brand new interface which is going to throw you off for a little while unless you figure it out. So you may as well let me walk you through it and save yourself a lot of time. If you are new to Kickstart Cart, you made a wise decision by going with this shopping cart system. I searched for years to find a good, powerful, easy-to-use system that would give me the flexibility I needed to make a lot of money on the internet. This cart has features that would have been found just a few years ago in shopping carts that cost $100,000 of custom programming to make them work. It has upsell modules and autoresponders and ad tracking, conversion ratio, all the things that top marketers need to make a lot of money on the internet. So let's get started, and I'll help you out, figure out how to use this cart. Now, I want to give you the big overview, bird's eye view of what's going on here. Your products will be fully described on your website, which is separate from your shopping cart, which runs on a different server up in Canada somewhere. So this is a good thing because you don't have to go through all the technical difficulties of installing a shopping cart. In addition, you can run multiple websites off of the shopping cart. I have at least 7 or 8 of them going on there now, and 50 or 60 more planned. I actually have 200 domain names, in excess of 200 domain names, and many of them will be hooked to the cart by the time I'm done. So this is a very cost-effective system you've got going here. Again, here's more of an overview. Your products are described on your website with the buy me links or click here to add to cart. Those types of things are on your website. Your shopping cart has a basic description of your product, and then the shopping cart generates a link for you that is put on your website to tell the shopping cart what product the customer ordered. So you do have to be able to put web pages up, or to have your webmaster put web pages up for you, and to be able to put links to the cart so the cart knows what product the customer purchased. So it's a very simple set of skills and very simple cart to use. I want you to be able to spend your time on thinking of sales strategies rather than the complexities of using a shopping cart. The one I was talking to you about before was a nightmare. You just couldn't do anything with it. It took an act of Congress to get somebody to work on it. So this is totally eliminated with the investment you made in this cart. So, the way you get started is you take your basic product descriptions and you put them in the cart. So, what that means is if you had a book, the Wake 'em Up business presentations, that would go into the shopping cart. The price of the product, the shipping weight of the product would go into the shopping cart. If it was a digital product, you would upload your digital file. I use Adobe PDF files for all of my ebooks, and I upload that into the cart. You'll see as we go the exact way to do all these things. Then the link is generated by the cart, which I then take over to my website and link it behind the Buy Me button, or sometimes it says click to add to cart or click here to purchase. You can really say whatever you want to say over there, but the link is what tells the cart where what product to display. So that's the big picture. You got the shopping cart running on a server somewhere else, you've got your website on your hosting service somewhere, and the connection between the two are hyperlinks. They're called hyperlinks. You can just shorten it to links, and the exact link that goes with each product tells the cart what product to display. That's your big picture of what's going on here. One other little bit of confusion people sometimes run into when starting an online shopping system is they don't really understand the difference between the merchant account and all the credit card stuff that has to work automatically and the shopping cart. They're actually separate entities. You have three things going on here. You have the shopping cart, then you have your merchant account, which handles your Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, if you happen to handle it, that. And what hooks the merchant account to the shopping cart is called an online gateway. Usually you get it in conjunction with your merchant account. If you already have a merchant account, you may ask them, what is your online gateway? Well, if they look at you with the deer in the headlight look, they may be a traditional merchant account, so they're probably not the best to handle your online operations. If they say, oh yes, our online gateway is AuthorizedNet. Well, that's a very common one and very reputable one, and that's something that is compatible with Kickstart Cart. You actually want to make your decision on your shopping system because they're hard to come by. And then merchant accounts are dime a dozen. So we can always find you a merchant account. In fact, if you go halfway down the webpage at Kickstart Cart, we have one that we know works. We have hundreds of them out there working, and everybody seems to be happy with them. You can sign up for them separately. But you do have to realize there's a distinction between the shopping cart and the credit card stuff. They hook together to make all this work online in what we call real time. That means that the person puts their credit card in, usually within about 15 seconds or so or less, they have an authorization and either their digital product is delivered or the order confirmation comes up that says that we will be shipping them their physical product. So keep in mind it's separate entities. You don't have to get a new merchant account if your old one is compatible. If you don't have one, just simply go down halfway down the page at Kickstart Cart. It's roughly $230 one-time sign-up fee, which is about half of what it cost me to sign up. It was $440. It was actually less than half, or around half, $440 for me to sign up. You normally have a per-transaction fee around a quarter or so for each transaction you run through. All of this turns out to be pretty much chump change, folks, when you get to really doing this online, I can tell you that. But I do want to give you the idea of how much it'll cost you. Then you'll pay your normal credit card fees of around 2 to 3% of the sale. And then there's a monthly maintenance fee of probably $17 to $20 or so. But this is very common, very good rates. Just be wary of the people that want to give you a terminal to put in your office and lease it to you for a lot of money. That's a ripoff. You'll never see a credit card when you're doing online business. So none of that is necessary. You're going to have a couple $100 investment if you don't have an online merchant account. But the main thing is it's a separate thing that's hooked to your shopping cart to make this all work automatically while you're sleeping. Another thing I want you to know is that this is by no means a totally comprehensive orientation. This cart will do more than you ever could dream of. So I'm going to give you lots of basics and strategy to get you started. I'm going to go all the way up into the advanced things, but we're not going to cover every single feature here because most of you will not be ready to use all the advanced features, and you do need to get comfortable using the basic features before you can either even understand the power of the more advanced features. So I will be giving you lots of advanced stuff, so don't feel slighted, but you will add more and more and more as you get more comfortable with using the cart. Now let's go on to the next recording.